Welcome to the first episode of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. My name is Kevin Comerford, and I'm the Director of Professional Development at the Construction Advancement Foundation, and I will be serving as your host. The purpose of Building Northwest Indiana Radio is to give you a little insight into the Northwest Indiana professional construction industry. Over the next year, we will be interviewing guests and discussing everything from regional construction projects, career and employment opportunities within construction, and public policy initiatives affecting the building and construction industry. Today, I'm here in studio with Dewey Perriman, who is the Executive Director of the Construction Advancement Foundation, and Dr. Jim Arendis, who is the Environmental Health and Safety Director at the Construction Advancement Foundation. I work alongside both of these gentlemen every day, and they will be co-hosting segments of Building Northwest Indiana Radio throughout the next year. For our initial show, we are going to have a conversation about our organization, the Construction Advancement Foundation, also known as CAF, and talk about who we are, what we do, and why we do it. Okay, so my first question is for Dewey Perriman, who is the Executive Director of the Construction Advancement Foundation. And Dewey, I get this question a lot. And so kind of give us a idea what the Construction Advancement Foundation is. Maybe tell us a little bit about the organization and about your role as executive director.
Sure. Kevin, that's an excellent place to start because we find that the Construction Advancement Foundation is pretty well known in the construction industry. People have a good understanding of who we are, what we do, but the general public does not. We're one of those organizations that is fairly low profile in among the general public, and we really appreciate the opportunity to have this kind of conversation to better inform the public on what we are, what we do, and why we do it. We are a regional construction industry trade association. We're a membership organization. We represent about 600 contractors that work in the Northwest Indiana market. All of our contractors work in the commercial, industrial, public works, institutional markets. We do not represent the interest of home builders. There are other organizations that focus their attention on home builders. All of our contractors are 100% union employers. That is, they employ one or more of the building trades unions that exist in Northwest Indiana. Our contractors are very large, multinational billion-dollar companies, down to two guys in a pickup truck in terms of size. Some of our contractors are general contractors. Others are specialty contractors in various fields. We do a number of things for the industry. We are advocates on public policy issues that affect the construction industry on the state and local level, a little bit at the federal level, but not very much in that arena. We also do training and education programs, which I think we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. We also play a role in labor management relations between contractors and the contractors or the construction unions in Northwest Indiana. So that's a little bit about who we are and what we are and how we're organized. I did reference that we're a regional group. By regional, that means six counties of Northwest Indiana: Lake Porter, LaPorte, Stark, Newton, Jasper, Pulaski. So that's what we do.
So you mentioned that the CAF serves union contractors. Can you tell me what sets union contractors apart from their non-union competition?
Yeah, I think it comes down to one word. It comes down to value. The value that the contractor gets from his relationship with the building trade unions through which he employs his craft labor creates greater value for the contractor in this market. Mostly for two important reasons. First and foremost is the level of skill that the union craftsmen in Northwest Indiana have. They go through very extensive training programs through the apprenticeship schools and journeyman upgrade programs through the schools. They are the most highly skilled craftsmen available to contractors in Northwest Indiana. I think Dr. Jim's going to talk a little about the safety value that the contractors get from working with the unions. Frankly, we believe that union employees are much better trained in terms of safety, and they work safer.
So I guess that's a good segue into my next question, which is for Dr. Jim Aredis, who is the Environmental Health and Safety Director at the Construction Advancement Foundation. Jim, can you talk a little bit about your role at the CAF and what it is that you do on a daily basis for the contractors?
My role with the contractors and with our union partners is to ensure that we have access to good training. We do some work with OSHA directly through their OSHA Institute, and we also work closely with OSHA on bringing in grants to facilitate training that's as good as it could be and funded and helped through the government. Our real goal and my goal with the industry is to make sure everyone is educated on all the topics of safety for the industry. It's a very dangerous business, but with the proper controls in place, we've been able in Northwest Indiana to be substantially lower in our accident rates than the rest of the country, and certainly much more in control than some of our competition in the business. It's our goal to learn together as contractors and unions, and I spent a lot of time even directly with the unions through their apprenticeship programs to impact their education on safety early in their careers, and often in the first year that they get started. Many of the unions contact us, and we try to influence the thinking of the entire business from the craftsmen up through the management of the organizations to improve occupational safety in our business.
You know, when I first got into the industry, which was about 15 years ago, it seemed like we had a higher accident rate in our industry. But over time, I've seen that that number really come down, the accident rate number. Can you tell us how the industry has evolved over time? It seems like there's a more prevalent culture of safety with the union contractors these days than it was even 10 years ago.
I think one of the biggest factors is not only as an industry are we interested in reducing the accident rates, and even as a union organization, the unions themselves want to reduce those accident rates. A big impact has come from our customers. And as the customers have become more sophisticated and have implemented plans and tried to improve safety in their own organizations and included the contractors as almost like their employees and concerned about their personal welfare, the owners, the steel mills, refineries, power plants, the hospitals, and all of our customers in Northwest Indiana have embraced the concept of making the job safer, which in some cases might actually cost a little bit more money, but their commitment to it has made it possible for us to bring our safety performance into the highest level that's probably attainable. So our accident rates as an industry are extremely low, and we're in really good control of our environment and able to mitigate risks between the partnership of our customers, the contractors, and the craftsmen working in the field.
So you mentioned that you get safety grants through OSHA. Can you tell us a bit about those programs and what they have done to help train union construction here in Northwest Indiana?
Yes. The OSHA has a program. It's a Susan Harwood grant program. And it's actually through the federal system, not the state OSHA in Indiana. But it's a national method of financing education and training programs. So on an almost annual basis, we have some kind of grant going. Right now, a new safety issue in our business is the exposure to silica, which is a dust produced by drilling, grinding, and crushing concrete, which occurs in our business quite a bit. And when we have a grant, what it allows us to do is to train workers through the apprenticeship school system, contractor employees, management individuals, and anyone that's in our business on these subjects. And then what it does is it allows them to have a better understanding of the new regulations and it allows the company to change their safety programs and allows the workers to understand the changes in these rules, and we all kind of work on it together and improve our operation through that training.
So here in Northwest Indiana, there was a lot of construction projects going on. And Dewey, I guess this question is for you. Could you talk a little bit about the business outlook in the union construction industry and what kind of projects you see moving forward in the next year or two?
Yeah. In my time at the CAF, is coming up on almost 25 years now, we have rarely seen this kind of activity. And what's really driving the very high level of activity in the industry right now is, as I said earlier, our contractors work in the commercial, industrial, public works markets. Typically, one of those markets will be up and the other will be down, and then the other one comes up and a couple more go down. Right now, we're seeing a situation where all three of those sectors, commercial, industrial, and public works, are all very, very busy. That creates some challenges for the industry in terms of manpower, but that gets back to the value that the contractor sees in his relationship with the bill and trade unions. The unions are required to provide whatever manpower needs the contractor has. So even though work is very good right now, we are able to fully man that work. Looking forward, and this is always more art than science, kind of crystal balling it, just what we're hearing out on the streets and reading in the papers, we think this level of activity will sustain for the next year or so. We're getting good indications from a broad array of project owners that they're looking at not just capital projects, but also some significant investments in maintenance projects.
Well, that will do it for this episode of Building Northwest Indiana Radio. Thank you to Dewey Perriman, Executive Director at the Construction Advancement Foundation, and Dr. Jim Arendis, Environmental Health and Safety Director at the Construction Advancement Foundation, for providing insight on what they are doing to promote and advance the union construction industry here in Northwest Indiana. To learn more about the CAF, you can visit our website at www.cafnwin.org.